This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Friday as we have items sent to us from the Powell Police Department covering activity from just a couple days ago. They include an animal stray on West 4th, received report of a blue heeler-type dog that had jumped over a chain-link fence and barked and growled at the RP. Stop it! Just jumped right over just for him. An officer responded, contacted the dog owner, who was advised of the complaint. They were issued a warning for dangerous, vicious animal.
Oh.
So, but he does have, they didn't see the guy had a badger, too, at home. So he still feels okay about that. Warning issued. Animal stray received report that a dog had been running at large on West 1st Street and defecated in the RP's yard. Hey! Right next to a campaign sign. The officer responded, contacted the owner. They were advised of the complaint. And the dog feces was cleaned up. A lot of our stories end up that way. That's how we finish a lot of our stories. Warren Surface Attempt, North Ferris. 43-year-old out of Powell, arrested on an active circuit court warrant. She was transported to the Park County Detention Center, and the dog feces was cleaned up. Yeah, I added that one.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yeah, sorry.
I wouldn't have known that. But.
Suspicious activity, North Ferris. Received report of two males arguing. Stop being suspicious. Officers responded, but were unable to locate either subject or their vehicles that they had been in. So they pulled up to each other argue. Gone on arrival. Argument ended, so... Animal Noisy, Avenue J, received report of dogs barking in the neighborhood, as opposed to out of the neighborhood. An officer responded, spoke to the RP and the owner of the dog. The owner said they would do a better job of keeping them inside. Disposition completed. So they're going to be a better dog owner, is what they determined to be. Well, and this occurring at 3:30 in the afternoon, it's like, I can't sleep. You know, it's people taking a nap, I guess. Theft. Wes Coulter received report of a theft. An officer responded. Case under investigation. Then theft on North Bend. An officer responded. Case under investigation. People are just stealing stuff.
I wonder if it's just shoplifting or if it's something more serious.
I don't know. Maybe they're just not sure about our monetary system at this point in time. Mm. Do I need to bring change? Do I need to use my credit card? I don't know. I'm just going to steal it. Are we on the gold standard still? I'm stealing.
Haven't been for years.
Yeah. Let's see. Trespass complaint. North Cheyenne received a request to serve a criminal trespass on a subject. The incident is still pending until contact can be made with the subject. Well, he's probably going to head back to North Cheyenne, so I'm guessing. Domestic South Jones received report of a domestic disturbance. Officers responded, advised one of the subjects had already left the residence. The case is under investigation. Can't really have a domestic disturbance with only one person. People try.
Hey, I finally won an argument.
Domestic, north of Zorka, received report of people yelling at each other. Officers responded, contacted both parties. They agreed to separate for the night. Well, why didn't I think of that? So that's just a smart move. Let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. And they include suspicious activity at Cowboy Village on West Yellowstone. RP says there's a white male opening doors to all the rooms in the area. Disposition completed. Mm. So doesn't say if he's a cowboy or not at Cowboy Village. So if you're a non-cowboy, that makes you suspicious. So, threats on B Street. RP says that her ex-husband is coming from Pennsylvania to kill her. So, that's definitely a threat. But he's got a long ways to go. He's going through coronavirus states, too. He might be dead by the time he gets here. Don't have to worry about him.
One can hope. Good Lord.
Suspicious activity at Wyoming Buffalo Company. White male, brown hair, wearing sunglasses, a black fedora and Hawaiian shirt has been coming into stores acting strange. Well, he's already dressed strange.
Yeah.
He's been asked to stay out of the store, but is making RP and employees feel uneasy. How you feeling? Uneasy? RP advised he has been in other stores on Sheridan the last couple of days. Disposition, unable to locate. So he, I guess, walked off. So.
Well, and you don't usually see a Hawaiian shirt with a fedora, do
no,
you?
No, you don't.
I mean, that's those are two opposing fashion choices.
And then they become redundant, acting strange.
To, to boot.
Yeah, throw that in. Miscellaneous assistants, Cody Law Enforcement Center. RP has questions about transporting ammo. He's transporting it. If it's a semi-load, you know, they might raise an eyebrow or two. Mortars, you know, if you got that. Now,
should I keep it on top of the manifold?
Yeah.
Is that a bad place?
That's probably a good place. So, parking problem, UPS, RP states, list of truck, block in the alleyway, disposition, gone on arrival.
Yeah, so, give the guy 5 minutes, he's going to be gone.
Yeah, yeah. Animal call at the Cowboy Palace. RP says there's a bat in their store. Disposition, unable to assist. We don't go after bats. So.
Unless he's got a warrant.
Yeah. So it's, you can work on your own. How to, just YouTube, how to catch a bat.
And that's a new one on me. The Cowboy Palace. Is there like a cowboy king and a cowboy queen at the palace?
This is off of Sheridan Avenue. Hmm. And, that's the entertainment place, right?
Don't know.
Yeah. No. Dinner theater, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Suspicious activity, Shoshone Trail South. RP says there's a car that's been in the area for the last few hours, and he thinks it's strange. Unfounded.
It's a Chevy Strange.
Yeah, so yeah, we'll go. Yeah, there's a car. Okay, so go back in your house. Keep peeking out the window, okay? So make sure to have 9-1 already on your phone.
No, sorry, wrong number. This is 9-1-2.
Disturbance, Maverick South. RP would like a male to leave the store. Blue tank top, black shorts. Stop wearing that. Disposition, assistance given. Not the drunken hour yet either. This is occurring at 9 o'clock at night. So, but nowadays, it's drunken hours every hour.
Yeah, yeah, you never know.
Yeah. During COVID times, yeah, you can drink whenever. ready report, Maverick North, white Jeep, intoxicated female driver. Went into the location to buy more alcohol. Disposition, CK. And this is Maverick calling, so just don't sell it to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but, well, I guess you are drunk, but our policy is to sell everything. So
then call the cops.
Yeah, then call the cops on you. So, let's see. Patrol Extra. Assist other agency at Walmart. Wyoming Highway Patrol requesting assistance status. Checking on Pat 34. Disposition. Assistance given. All the cops are meeting now at Walmart.
Hmm.
So, miscellaneous assistance on Rumsey. RP has questions about subjects having large fires in their yard at night. Disposition. Unable to assist. I'm not sure what they're burning there.
Are they holding long sticks with hot dogs on the end?
Yeah, that could be.
Don't know.
Yeah. But, you know, how large is the fire? Is it like the whole neighborhood on fire? That would be a large one.
That would be a large one.
Yeah, but if they've just got the little tiny little fire thing and they put in too much gas, I guess, to get it going, boom, there's a big fire. But and then they call the next day. You know, it was last night, the fire. It was huge. So, but couldn't you call last night? No, I was looking at the fire. Staring at it.
The flames are hypnotizing.
let's see. Suspicious activity at Bighorn Liquor on Bighorn Avenue. It's Bighornish. empty lot between liquor store and Joe's Auto. U-Haul truck and vans parked with a large group of people taking things out of the vehicle. Disposition, assistance, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that, I guess, this at 10:55 in the morning. I don't think you said, well, let's commit a crime. Let's do it during the daytime when the cops are driving by.
Yeah, because at night, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. Yeah. It's too easy.
Yeah. Traffic stop. Stampede. Driver warned for obedience to traffic control devices.
You're being disobedient.
Well, I didn't say it was being maybe it was just too obedient.
Oh, too obedient.
No, it says driver warned for obedience to traffic control devices.
Huh. Well, the sign said stop, and he wasn't going to go until it said go.
Why didn't they just say ran a stoplight? They could have done that, but no, let's not. See, traffic stop. Driver cited for driving while license canceled, warning for speeding, and no seatbelt. citations definitely issued.
You know, I love it. I don't have a valid license. Let's drive like a bat out of you-know-where, and seatbelts are for saps.
Yeah. Suspicious activity at Walmart. Two juvenile males bought lighters, overheard the kids talking about how they're excited to start a fire. Kids were last seen on their bikes at the museum.
Oh, no.
Unable to locate.
Well, and again, okay, well, here's your purchase. Ooh, better call the cops.
Yeah. Then miscellaneous assistance on Riverview. RP states that her neighbor's kids are throwing water balloons.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Curl up in a ball. Keep peeking out the window.
Somebody might get wet.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. How could they? Water balloons, of all things, Russ. Next thing, they just go right to a gun. You know? That's the next step. Right away.
It is a gateway weapon.
It is a gateway weapon. That is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Plotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center. For on Friday, Tim likes to doff his fedora over there at Aldridge's.
While wearing his Hawaiian shirt.
Anyway, appreciate the Powell Police and the Cody Police for today's Police Plotter Report.